الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، قال سبحانه وتعالى: واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: للصائم فرحتان، فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه الإمام النسائي رحمه الله في سننه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, Ramadan came and it went. And everyone on their tongues, yesterday, you know, I was in the local masjid and I overheard so many people say, the mehman come and before we know it, it's gone. And I heard some individuals say, Ramadan in the summer is much better because you feel there was Ramadan. Ramadan in the winter, sometimes you don't even realize. But you know, you've had an early breakfast, and then you've had an late meal in the afternoon. So this is we don't even realize the coming of Ramadan, the going of Ramadan. But this is the prophecy of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, where he mentions some of the signs of Qiyamah. And one of the signs of Qiyamah is yataqarabu zaman. Time will near itself. Now what does it mean? What does the phrase mean of the Messenger of Allah? For example, one of the signs Rasulullah mentioned, men will become minimal. Men will become very less. Women in ratio to the men will be 1 to 50. Why? Because kathratul huruba. There'll be so much warfare. There'll be so much battles. Who dies in battle? Who dies in the warfare? Generally, it is the men. Rasulullah also said one of the signs of Qiyamah, يَقِلُّ الْعِلْمِ وَيَكْثُرُ الْجَهْلِ. Ilm will become absolutely minimal, and jahalat and ignorance will become widespread. You might say, today, with the advancement of technology, there is a lot of information. It's not ilm. You know, I'm sure you've understood what I've said. There's a lot of information out there, but there is lack of ilm. You see why? Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, what is ilm? Ilm is only ilm and knowledge if it's implemented in your life. Otherwise, it's information. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say, laysa, you know, kathratul ilm is not that you know qala fulan wa qala fulan wa qala fir fulan. Fulan said this and fulan said this and fulan said this. No. Ilm is what is put into practice. That's why, if you look at the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, what did Rasulullah ask for? Rasulullah did not ask for ilm only. What did he ask for? Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a. And Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah used to say, al-ilmu al-maqroon bil-amal is true ilm. When ilm is incorporated with amal, then it is true khair inshallah. So I was saying, number one, time is passing very fast. We are in the midst of that zamana where Rasulullah prophesied 1 year will seem like a month and so on, so on, so on. So now khair, we've passed the month of Ramadan. We've passed the month of Ramadan. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah says, look what he says. The example of our lives are the two sajdas that you do in every salat. The first sajda, when you go inside the sajda, that is an indication to everyone, this is where you came from. And then you sit down. And then you go into the second sajda. The second sajda is an indication, this is where you are going back. And the qa'da in between, that is the span of your life compared to the hereafter. Zara insan thodi der ke liye soch le. You know, what do you read when you throw three handfuls into the grave? What do you read? Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. From here we were created. خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. We came from there. That is where we are going back. And that is from where we are going to be raised. So our lives are very, very minimal. Our life compared to the life of the hereafter is what? Like the qa'da in between the two sajdas. According to Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahimahullah. So now, who is aqalman? In the terminology of the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah, according, if I remember rightly, it's a hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, Al-Kayyis man dana nafsahu, wa'amila lima ba'd al-mawt, wal-ajiz man atba'a nafsahu hawaha, wa tamanna'a ala Allah, aw kama qala alayhi salam, Al-Kayyis, the intellectual, the clever individual is the one who recognizes himself. And then he prepares accordingly for death. You prepare accordingly for death. Now, the day of Eid is giving me and you a great lesson. What is Allah telling me and you? This is the hadith I quoted in the beginning. Rasulullah alayhi salam says, the hadith is quoted by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah, is mentioned by Imam Nasa'i in his Sunan. لِصَائِمِ farhatan. Fasting individual has two occasions of happiness. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِتْرِهِ. Every single day at the time of iftar, when you see that dasturkhan, it brings a smile onto your mouth, on your face. MashaAllah, you see all the delicacies on the dasturkhan, okay, and it brings joy to an individual. But what does Rasulullah say? The true happiness is at the time when you meet your Lord. Now see, what we need to realize, on the day of Eid, you've read Fajr namaz. See, MashaAllah, every day you did how many salat? Every day of the year, you did 5. On the day of Eid, how many do you read? You read 6. Why? It's an indication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on occasions of happiness, your ibadat must increase, not decrease. We are doing the other way around. You know, when there's a wedding, especially women who have come, mashallah, dressed to kill. You have women that have come, they call it dressed to kill. So when women are dressed and they come and they, mashallah, they spent 50, 60, 70 pounds just on their makeup. Now just imagine, time for Zuhr. Who's going to do wudu? Why, the makeup will go. Me and you are being told, Allah Ta'ala, see, true happiness is after ibadah. After at the termination of the month of Ramadan, after you've done all the ibadat, now Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you, I am going to give you a sense of happiness. You know, mashallah, Sahib Hidayah, Allama Abu al-Hasan Marghinani, rahimahullah, has wrote a book on fiqh. It's in 4 volumes. It's in four volumes. In there, you will find, you know, generally we know the masala. And the masala is, for men, silk is haram. For men, silk is haram. Rasulullah alayhi salam on one occasion came out, he had gold in one hand and he had silk in the other hand. And Rasulullah alayhi salam says, Hadani haramani lidhukuri ummati. This is haram, these both things are haram for the male of my ummah. Wa uhilla li'inathiha. But the two things are halal for the female. But there is a hadith of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. There is a hadith of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. What did Sayyidina Umar say? Even for men, to the extent of 4 fingers, to the extent of this, you know, this amount here, to the extent of 4 fingers, silk is halal. Because, you know, in a huge garment, if you're wearing a robe, you know, if you're wearing a thawb, and you've got a minimal amount, you've got an absolute minimal amount of silk, it's not really classified as being silk. But the question is, why are you allowed? Why? To Sahib Hidayah, Allama Abu al-Hasan Marghilani, he says, why? When you wear silk, naturally it gives you a sense of happiness. Allah Ta'ala is reminding me and you, if you follow the dictates of Allah, Allah will give you true and eternal happiness on the other side when you die. So the reason why that amount of silk is allowed, so that you realize what true happiness is going to be like on the day of Qiyamah. Khair, inshallah. I'm just going to move on, inshallah. Now, this is a big lesson for everyone. We do not want to fall what we call PRDS. Post-Ramadan Downfall Syndrome. They call it PDRS. PRDS. Post-Ramadan Downfall Syndrome. Alhamdulillah, you've done what you've done in the month of Ramadan. But you know, it's no point destroying everything that we have done. A sign of acceptance is your a'mal continue after the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, this is why you find the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari mentioned by Imam Muslim rahimahullah in his Sahih. What did Rasulullah alayhi salam say? Man sama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittan min shawwal kana kasiyam al-dahr. Anyone who fasts the month of Ramadan follows it up by 6 days of shawwal fast. Kana kasiyam al-dahr. This is as if you have fasted your entire, meaning for the entire course of the year. Because that will make 36 fast, times it by 10, so you got 360 fast. So you got, you know, the entire month. Why are we told, as soon as you finish one Quran, min al-jinnati wal-nas, you make your dua, Allahumma anis wahshati fi qabri, and whatever other duas you make, straight away after that, what do you do? Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-Kitabu la rayba fi. The hadith is mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah. The best reciter of the Quran is who? Al-Hal wal-Murtahid. Someone who comes to the destination and then doesn't stop. He continues with his journey. So you continue after the month of Ramadan. Now, mashallah, you know, now a lot of individuals here, you know ChatGPT. A lot of people know here ChatGPT. Go on to ChatGPT afterwards. And say to ChatGPT, hi. And mashallah, if you say assalamu alaikum, it will say to you, wa alaikum assalam. You say assalamu alaikum, it will say wa alaikum assalam. You say to it, jazakumullah, it will say wa iyyakum. It might say to you, barakallahu fikum. You go on to ChatGPT and you type in there, hi. If you were the devil, how would you distance people from Allah? If you were the devil, how will you distract people, or how would you turn away people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know what it will say? I will do it very subtly. I will do it very quietly. I will do it in a subliminal way where people don't even realize. And then inshallah, there you will find the strategies of shaytan. Number one, distraction. Number one, distraction. Today, every one of us, including myself, we are distracted by the dunya to such an extent, we are lost in our careers. We are lost in our careers. How many people are lost on social media? How many people, the only focus is how many likes did I get? You see some individual is depressed. And you know what? You know why they're depressed? You know, because on Instagram, I only got 998 likes. So inshallah, please, if you can do it, and you can do it, at least I want to reach 4 figures. How many people are obsessed when they go to Makkah Mukarramah? They're not as concerned, okay, that mashallah, you know, we are going past the blessed grave of the Messenger of Allah. We are in front of the Ka'batullah. The only thing they are obsessed about is taking a selfie in front of the Ka'batullah. What does shaitan say? I will distract them. And that's what he's doing. So that's number one. Number two, this is how shaitan is going to, see now, because we know shaitans are really released. So mashallah, until on the first of Ramadan, the shaitan being imprisoned was a blessing upon the ummah. It was a blessing. But now being freed, now it is a great test for every individual. So inshallah, number one, we said distraction. This is what shaitan is doing. And this is the methodology of shaitan to distance people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, he will distort morality. He will distort morality. You know what that means? Akhlaq kise kehte hain? Akhlaq is what? Akhlaq is you being self-centered. You being egocentric. You know it's like pride and all these things. You ask a young kid today, Bichara, they do not know what Islamic manners are. They don't know. You go to a friend's house and his son is playing a game. It's very rare that young child will stop his game, okay, and then he will come and he will say to you, Assalamu alaikum, uncle, how are you? Okay, there is distorted morality, and this is what shaitan is going to do. Number two. Number three. He says, I will put the seeds of doubt in the human mind. Look at the sense and the level of aqaid today of our children. You ask our children, you ask your child who is 10, 11, 12 years old, you ask him about Ronaldo and Messi and Salah. And mashallah, some of them will say, yeah, Ronaldo, this is his wife's name. and this is how much he's worth, and these are his kids, and this is the cars he's got, and then he's also got a private jet, and recently he bought another one for £40 million, and they'll tell you everything. But you tell him in regards to the aqaid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bichara, maybe the furthest he will get is Allah is one. Maybe, you know, this is what shaitan will do. Today, how many people do you have in the ummah that are now questioning the legality of the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah? You know, where is your proof, okay, that the statements of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam are true? We have so-called imams in the world and corrupt leaders in the world, okay, that you know, they are putting doubts into the minds of the mass. Khair inshallah. And then he goes on. Another methodology of shaitan, how he's going to distract everyone, is what? Procrastination. Procrastination. What does that mean? Do it tomorrow. Shaitan has absolutely no problem. If you do something tomorrow, he's got no problem with it. Shaitan has got a problem if you do something right now. Agar ab shaitan ko ye kaho, no problem, I'll do it tomorrow. But you know what happens? Tomorrow never comes. You know, they say, Masha Sayyidina Umar used to say, if you can't do the work of one day in one day, how are you going to do the work of 2 days in one day? So therefore, procrastination. This is also another methodology of shaitan to another one as well. Pride and ego. Pride, ego, and arrogance. What will that do? That will destroy our ibadat of the month of Ramadan. It will absolutely destroy the ibadat of Ramadan. So my humble plea to everyone, inshallah, whatever you've done in the month of Ramadan, you see, and the last one, inshallah, he also says, I will make sure people neglect their ibadat and their goal of life. What was our goal of life? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ What will shaitan do? He will distance people away from their goal. How many people today neglect salat? Ask yourselves, inshallah, in your family, how many people in the afternoon when mashallah guests are around, how many people are going to be reading? How many people are going to be reading Zuhr namaz, Asr namaz? Okay, just ask yourselves, mashallah, you will find how many people in our law Islamic center. Mashallah, you know, on the day of the 29th night of Ramadan, when there was Khatmul Quran, they had to close the doors. Today, Eid namaz, you know, mashallah, there's going to be four. So that means there's at least 1,500 people in our law, at least. Ask yourselves, how many of us were here in Fajr namaz? We're here for Eid, which is wajib. But fard is our priority. We should be here for fard. Put this in your mind. You can't do anything in the entire night. The only thing you can do is read Isha namaz with jama'at and Fajr namaz with jama'at in the morning. You've got the reward of the entire night. So khair inshallah, do not be trapped by shaitan. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim, sorry, Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, used to say, Mukhalafatul, you know, an individual who learns to go against his hawa and the temptations of shaitan, that will put you to a maqam in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man law aqsama ala Allahi la abarrahu. If you were to take a qasam upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will fulfill your qasam. So inshallah, my message inshallah, remember, true happiness is after ibadat. You know, look at our two Eids. After fasting the entire month of Ramadan, you got what? You got this Eid. After going for Hajj and doing all the ibadat in Dhul Hijjah, there you have what? You have another Eid. You have another Eid. On this day of Eid, you tell me, were you called for Eid? Was there any azan? For Eid prayer, was there any azan? Because there is no azan, there is no iqamat. Because azan and iqamat, they go hand in hand. The Shariat is telling me and you, you've prepared yourself so well during the course of the month of Ramadan, you've prepared yourself so well that you will not have to be called from your homes. There is no need for azan. You will come yourself. Why? Because you prepared during the course of the month. So inshallah, my message inshallah, please. And I will leave you with one statement of Sari ibn Mughallis al-Saqati rahimahullah. This is a great saint. He is buried in Baghdad. He is buried in he's in Iraq. Sari ibn Mughallis al-Saqati rahimahullah. You know, I'm sure a lot of brothers have heard of the concept of kashf. You know, where Allah Ta'ala sometimes opens up things of the other realm in front of some individuals. So Sari ibn Mughallis As-Saqati rahimahullah, he's going in the jungle, he's passing in the jungle, and suddenly he takes a rest under a tree. He takes a rest under a tree because it's in the afternoon. He hears someone saying something. He wakes up and he realizes the voice is coming from the tree. So the tree is saying, Ya Sari, kun mithli. O Sari ibn Mughallis As-Saqati, you become like me. Kun mithli. So he replies back by saying, Kaifa akunu mithlak. How do I become like you? So he says, Inna nas yarmunani bil ahjar. Wa armihim bil athmar. Look what he says. People throw stones at me and I give them fruits. So mashallah, you know, you have some branches are very, very high. In order to get it down, sometimes you have to strike a stone, and mashallah, things will come down. And you know, mashallah, you know, we don't have time, but inshallah, some other time. You know, there was an atheist sat under a tree of cherries. So mashallah, he sees the tree, and he sees cherries. And then he sees plants. And you know, mashallah, what do you have growing on plants? You have melons. You have watermelons. You know, mashallah. So he's thinking to himself, you know, it should be the other way around. This is a huge tree on which you got something like a cherry. And then you got a plant which is very, very weak. And on there you got big, big watermelons. And suddenly he's thinking in that manner. And a few cherries come and fall on his head. He says, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala ka shukr hai. Okay, mashallah, it was some cherries that fell. If there were watermelons here, okay, what would have happened to my head? So this tree is saying, you become like me. How do I become like you? So he says, those people who throw stones at me, I give them what? I give them fruits. So Sari ibn Mughallis As-Saqati says, if you are so good, then what? Kayfa masiruka ila an-nar? Why do you end up in the fire? You know, when you want to light a fire, well, what happens? You have to carry wood. You have to gather wood. MashaAllah, you know, you must have seen in barbecues and whatever. Okay, so you need wood in order to light a fire. So why is your end result? Why do you end up in the fire? He says, because amlaytu bil hawa hakada wa hakada. Because there's no stability in me. When winds come, I will blow that way. I will blow that way. I will go in every direction. I will go wherever the winds will take me. Sari is saying, we understand a very big lesson. The winds of the Western world and the temptations of the Western world are blowing me and you everywhere. What do you do? You remain firm on your teachings of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب. And then look what the Quran says. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. There's no crookedness in the Quran. قَيِّمًا. It is upright. It would never move. That education of the Quran will never change. Will never be distorted. Khair inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. MashaAllah, my time is over. We have 2 minutes left inshallah. I'll just highlight it in regards to how to read the Eid prayer. So we will have 6 extra takbirs in each salat. It's two rakats and it is wajib. You don't need to make your intention with your tongue. Because the reason why you came for your Fajr Salat and you came for your Eid Salat, so that is your intention in itself. The fact that mashallah everyone has come suited, booted, mashallah L'Oreal and everything. So mashallah, alhamdulillah, everyone has come with that intention. So you are reading 2 rakat Salat with 6 extra takbirs. In the first rakat, you will say Allahu Akbar, you will tie your hands. You will all read Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika as we normally do. And then the Imam will raise his hands. He will say Allahu Akbar 3 times. So remember, first time, Allahu Akbar, you fold your hands as you do in Salat. And then read Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. And then the Imam will say Allahu Akbar 3 times. The first time, raise your hands, say Allahu Akbar, and release them on the side. The second time, Allahu Akbar, raise your hands, release them. The third time, raise your hands and fold them. And then there will be qira'at, and thereafter the entire rakat will finish. And then the second rakat is flipped over, the qira'at is first. And before the Imam goes into ruku, in total, he will say takbir 4 times. For the first 3 times, you raise your hands and you release. Raise, release. Raise, release. And the 4th time, you will just go into ruku. that you don't raise your hands on the fourth takbir. And thereafter, inshallah, there is a khutbah, and to listen to the two khutbahs is also wajib. So inshallah, and if you get a chance afterwards, read the ayat of the Quran in Surah Ibrahim. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعْدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ. This is the khutbah of Shaitan that Shaitan will give in Jahannam. That was meant to be my topic, but unfortunately we went off. The khutbah Shaitan will give on the day of Qiyamah. Inshallah, please do read it, inshallah, from the Quran. Inshallah, if everyone can make the saf, inshallah, and we'll start the salah. خلي بس شروع کر لے سی ابھی اوکے ٹو سٹارٹ انشاءاللہ بسم اللہ اللہ اکبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا اله غيرك الله اكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر س-
سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
تحيات لله والصلاة والطيبات والسلام عليك يا نبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أبداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم لك الحمد بالإسلام، اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان، اللهم لك الحمد بالقرآن، اللهم لك الحمد بنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان. اللهم أنقذ اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم في غزة. اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم ارحم موتاهم وتقبل شهداءهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الحمد لله الذي أكرمنا على كل ما أنشأ وصور. الله أكبر. كلما هل هلال وأبدر. الله أكبر. كلما أطعم القانع والمعتر. الله أكبر. كلما طلع فجر الإسلام وأسفر. الله أكبر. ما فرح الصائم بتمام صيامه واستبشر. أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله الشافع المشفع في المحشر صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ما هلل مهلل وكبر. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله إني أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة. فيا أمة الإسلام، هذا يوم سعيد، يوم السرور والأجور، يوم الفرحة والمغفرة، فيه يتلقى بالتهاني والرضوان. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد.
وهذا يوم يباهي بالصائمين الرحمن ويفيض عليهم شآبيب الغفران ويبدل سيئاتهم حسنات حسان وهذا يوم قد اختتمت به سلسلة صيام رمضان الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد يا معشر الصائمين ليس العيد لمن لبس الجديد وإنما العيد لمن خاف الوعيد وهذا يوم المواساة ويوم عوائد الإحسان معشر الحاضرين تفكروا في أعياد أقوام أخرى كيف يقومون بها ويسرفون فيها أنفسهم وأموالهم فأعيادهم تمر في الفحشاء والمنكرات وفي الإسراف وتضييع الأوقات كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد روى البيهقي رحمه الله عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها به ملائكته فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره قال ملائكتي عبيدي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلي بالدعاء وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم فيقول ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات قال فيرجعون مغفورين مشكورين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد فيا عباد الله زينوا قلوبكم بزينة الإيمان كما زينتم بالحلل الأنيقة ظواهر الأبدان لأن القلب محل نظر الرحمة كما أخبر به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قائلا إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم نسأل الله التوفيق لما يحب ويرضى فيا أمة الإسلام عظموا شعائر الله وعلموا أولادكم تعاليم الإسلام وأدبوهم آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية ومروهم بأداء الفرائض والواجبات فذلكم وقايتكم ووقايتهم من النار كما حذر الله سبحانه وتعالى عباده عن ذلك بقوله قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كلهم عدول أصحابي كالنجوم فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم وقال الله عز وجل أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان اللهم فرج كربهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم اللهم أعينهم اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم اللهم أربط على قلوبهم وكن لهم عونا ونصيرا يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم احفظ أطفال فلسطين وارزقهم مستقبلا مشرفا واجعلهم قادة صالحين يعملون لنصرة دينك يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ المسجد الأقصى من كل سوء وحرره من قيود الظلم والعدوان واجعلنا من جنوده المدافعين عنه يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من الظلم والعدوان واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين اللهم اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام إنك رحيم كريم مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وهم وتم وعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون عيدكم سعيد تقبل الله منا ومنكم كل عام وأنتم بخير.